and welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train Jared Fried coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. Let me say it again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you. That is how it goes. And thank you for telling a friend. Ooh, love it, love it, love it. When you make it your Instagram story, that feels good. Make it your Instagram story right now. Tag a bitch, tag a bitch, tag a bitch. Tell a friend. That's how it works. Listen, I don't got a commercial. You don't see me on TV. You don't see me on billboards. There's this whole thing going on right now, the OK Boomer phenomena. And I do understand it. I think the people saying it, it sounds like they went and got an English degree and didn't realize that there's no English factory to work at. That's kind of my point of view on it. It feels like a little bit like a butthurt about your dreams not coming true. Instead of going and working at it, you decided to tweet OK Boomer and get 1,000 retweets. That's my overarching opinion on it. But I will say I do see eye to eye with it, because my dad always says to me, you should get a billboard to promote the J Train podcast. And I kind of, that's one of those OK Boomer things that you're like, I get what you're saying. It comes from a good place. I don't think me with an animatronic hand on a billboard waving saying, come on to my podcast palace, is really going to help me. But I listen, I need you to be the billboard. You are the billboard. You are the radio ad. You are the side of the bus. That's what you have to be for me. If you enjoy the show, if you love the show, if you've gotten something out of the show, you got to now become the billboard. It's time for you to get up there and say, hey, kids, come on down to Podcast Alley and join my friend Uncle J Train, where he spits advice out of his ass. That's how it goes. Tell a friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa, anyone with ears. We'll take them. Quick announcement before we get today's guest. I'm very excited about today's guest. I think it's going to be a good episode. I have a good feeling. Shelby, our producer, is not here because we wanted to, you know, today's guest is what they call in the business a get. A good guest is a get. We figured out a way to make it work. So I think you guys are going to enjoy. But a week from today, not a week from today, I'm way ahead of myself, but 2 weeks from today, that is November 29th and 30th, November 29th and 30th, Huntsville, Alabama, I'll be doing stand-up in your town. Come. That is the weekend after Thanksgiving. So if you're from there, you're probably going home to there, and you're probably going to be around your parents on Thanksgiving and then go, fuck these people, get me out of the house. Let someone else do the thinking and talking for you, Papa JT, the Wizard of Ha. Let me be the noise amongst the quiet of your family. Come on out, Huntsville, Alabama, jaredfried.com, jaredfried.com, jaredfried.com. In addition to that, I'm going straight from Huntsville to the West Coast. We're doing live You Up podcasts, okay? If you're in any of these towns, I better see you. I want to put flesh to flesh. I want to shake your hand. I want to say what's up. I want to give you a dating app makeovers. I want to give you a deal reveal. I want to do a red flag deal breaker. I want you to come to the show because, listen, it's holiday time. Get out of the house. L.A., Seattle, San Francisco, Portland, Vancouver, Phoenix, Houston, Dallas, and Austin. I'm literally going to be away from this Harlem nook that I live in from the 23rd of November until the 13th of December. And the only way to make me feel at home is by you guys coming out to the show, bringing the group chat. Anyone in the group chat, anyone that you would talk shit to about someone else, anyone that you'd send a screenshot to, that's who I want at the show because they're fun people just like you. And listen, I understand. It's tough to bring someone to a podcast show because, listen, you're thinking, I listen, this is in my ears. I'm in your, you know, JT and I get each other. No one else gets our relationship. You know what? I've created a show that I worry more about the people you're bringing than I do about you. You're going to be fine. You're going to have fun. You're going to laugh. I worry about your friends, your family, your coworker, anyone you bring. I understand the pressure that's on you because they're going, who's this guy? What the fuck does he know? I get it. I'll be bringing it. So you better bring it too. Bring the crew. Very excited about today's guest. New to the J Train podcast. New to me, but I was reached out to by you have people, which is that's when you know you're making it. You have people that reached out. I went and looked at all your stuff. It's amazing. Very great to have you. Autumn Calabrese, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you.
Glad my people reached out to you.
Your people reached out, and you are, it says as your bio, and I want to know how this happens, because I am very interested. If you go through my Instagram, you'll see that I am a health and fitness hater, but I'm aware.
Okay.
So, like, I understand. Like, I'm jealous, envious. How it works into people's schedules. I call bullshit on a lot of stuff. Like, I see a lot of stuff that I'm like, all right. Like, I deal with health stuff in my own life, weight issues my whole life. So, like, to me, it's very personal. And when I see people come into the fitness world, and I'm like, I don't know about this one. When they're like, yeah, listen, I get it. And I'm like, you've had abs since birth. I don't think you get it. So, but I enjoy that world, because it just has a lot for me to talk about and think. And I think about it all the time. So, what is your celebrity trainer?
Yeah, I hate that title.
You hate it, but it's on your Instagram.
I know. I need to change it.
I Googled. I was like, celebrity trainer.
It's because that's what they like
it's
me.
It's not on your Instagram. I apologize.
It's not. But it should say fitness and nutrition expert.
When I Google you, it says celebrity trainer. How do you get to that world? Like, how does someone go from trainer to celebrity? Like,
a lot of hard work.
I'm sure that takes that's anything where you have a huge following and people trust you.
Yeah.
But, like, was there a day that someone was like, holy shit, they're training that person, and then Ryan Seacrest is like, come train me? Like, how do
no, you know, I wish. If you know Ryan, please send him my way. No, and I have trained celebrities. I've worked with a lot of celebrities. I trained Kendall Jenner before she signed her contract with Victoria's Secret, and I trained Tom Bergeron for years. I worked with
a Boston comedian.
Yeah,
Tom Bergeron. Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Right up until you tell him to do something he doesn't want to do.
I'm sure.
Then he's all jokes to avoid. I trained Brooke Burke for a while. I trained Rachel Zoe when she was pregnant with her first son for a little bit. So I have trained celebrities.
Sure.
But when Beachbody gave me the title celebrity trainer, it wasn't because I trained celebrities.
Okay.
They refer to their trainers as the celebrity, which is why I hate the title.
This is interesting to me. Well,
call yourself a celebrity.
Yeah,
like, I don't think J-Lo walks around being like, I'm sure. Celebrity J-Lo. Like, that's weird.
Yeah,
like,
that is. Well, it's interesting. Going back to my whole spiel about the billboard, that's a version of the billboard.
Yes.
They're like, this is a marketing thing where, okay, we'll call you guys celebrities because now you're getting trained by the best of the best. And these are higher end version of people training you.
And we were on TV for a while when infomercials were big, up until about 4 years ago. Uh-huh. I did have the number one infomercial for 14 weeks straight. I was in the top 10 for over a year. So people recognized me from TV, but from infomercial TV.
Well, so the celebrity trainer is like, I'm being trained by the celebrity.
Yes.
This is interesting. So, but that's gotta, like, you know, how do you get into that world? How do you get into the infomercial world?
Like, oh my gosh. It was just, honestly, it was a lot of hard work and a series of fortunate events along the way. I was in LA. I was working as a trainer. I did start to build up a pretty solid clientele in the entertainment business. Not necessarily all celebrities, but just people that were working in the entertainment industry.
Was there a certain type of workout? Now, we have a few things. 21-day fix, ultimate portion fix, 80-day obsession.
Yes, okay? Those are some big ones that people would know.
Those are your creations.
Those are my creations.
Is there a thing that is consistent among those things? Like what would be your thing, you know?
The biggest thing I'm known for is ultimate portion fix, my portion control container system. So a way of eating. Really, I'm very well known for my nutrition.
Okay.
Because it's not a deprivation. It's not a diet. It's just a healthy, balanced way of
eating. It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle. Yeah. It's portion control. It's balanced macronutrients. It's significantly reducing highly processed foods, but you're not giving up whole food groups unless you have a reason, like a medical reason. You don't have to give up dessert. You don't have to give up alcohol.
So here's like, listen, this is something I go through every day. My biggest issue now, this is now a personal, I brought you here to counsel me.
Yes, let's
do it. This isn't even on. We're not even recording right now. But my biggest issue, like, and I'm sure a lot of people have this issue, is like, how do you get through like the nighttime eating thing? How do you get yourself to stop having to have seven pretzels as opposed to three baskets of pretzels?
Yes.
You know, how do you have methods for that? Do you have things that you like?
Yeah.
What would you say to the person? Because I'm like, to me, I'm the regular Joe and Jim.
Yeah.
And the regular Joe and Jim isn't preparing for the shoot that Kendall's preparing for. So, you know,
and most of the people, obviously, that I work with and that do my programs are not Kendall preparing to walk the runway. I mean, they're everyday moms and dads and people that are busy with kids and jobs that have 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 pounds to lose. I mean, I was just interviewing a girl yesterday that today was her 1 year anniversary from starting my programs, and she's lost 110 pounds in exactly 1 year.
Now someone who's lost 110 pounds, like, to me, you know, and I feel this way about myself, like, I think of like that person is the same as someone who's off of sober.
Yes.
I think, like, because, like, I think we give respect to drugs and alcohol because you can get away from the, like,
you
think
don't have to have drugs and you don't have to have alcohol.
Exactly. You have to have food every day. But also, that person, you know, who lost 110 pounds is off of whatever they were doing a year ago, you know? So how does that, how do you, like, you know, that person, and now she has nowhere to go.
No, she has everywhere to go because it's not just about the weight loss. It's really about her health. So for her, she has two little boys. Mm. So that the biggest thing I always tell people is you have to figure out what your why is.
Sure.
And it might sound cheesy, but you have to have a bigger reason than just I want to lose 10 pounds or I want to lose 20 pounds.
Okay.
Because on a day that's hard, I want to lose 10 pounds gets thrown out the window because you're like, I don't
effing
care today.
Yeah.
Yeah, like whatever. But if you have a deeper reason, hers was one day she was playing on the floor with her two little boys.
Yeah.
They threw something up the stairs. They asked her to go get it. She walked three steps up the stairs and almost blacked out.
Oy.
Her fear was dying.
Yeah.
And not seeing her kids grow up.
Uh-huh.
That was a very real fear
but
of.
Doesn't, you know, to me, like, I would think, like, at some point you get down 50 pounds. And you're like, okay, I'm not blacking out on the way to get, you know, the ball that floated away. And then you're like, man, my Instagram likes went up. Like, isn't that a motive? You know, like,
that also helps.
Isn't there like a transition of like, okay, I'm not dying anymore. But, you know, now to get to the next 50, like, I'm saying, like, this is all like kind of like a mind fuck.
It's all a mind game. Like, let me be honest. Fitness and nutrition really is, it's a mental state.
Sure.
Like, everybody thinks it's just, oh, get up, do the workout, oh, eat the right food. But if you're not in the right mental state, you're not going to do that. So when, like, you ask about not eating all the pretzels at night, you're not eating because you're hungry.
Of course.
So you have to look at what the emotional reason is that you're eating. It could be as simple as I'm bored.
Yeah.
You're sitting up, you're bored, you're watching TV, so you start snacking. So you have to put something else in place of that. Is it time for bed? Like, are you staying up till midnight and 1 in the morning when really you should just take your ass to bed? Are you bored and you need to go out and, like, hang out with some friends, go see a movie or a play or something instead of sitting on the couch by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Are you pissed off? You had a bad day with your boss, so maybe you need to go hit a punching bag instead of eating?
See, to me, these are like, that's actual, like, I enjoy that. There's this whole new thing of, like, that really bothers me, intuitive eating, where I'm like, go fuck yourself. Like, that to me is someone who doesn't have the mental, like, that doesn't sit there and eats pretzels all night long. They're like, I'm full.
Right.
I will walk away. I'm like, yeah, you're not a fucking addict.
You're not. Intuitive eating, it's not that it's not a real thing. It's just that it's not a real thing for somebody who's addicted to sugar or addicted to salt.
Yeah.
Or an overeater already or uses food to deal with their emotions. You can't tell them to intuitively eat because intuitively they want a donut.
Yeah, so yeah, of course.
Oh, great, intuitively eat. I want the Oreos. That's what they're going for. Maybe somebody who's gotten to a level where their food is under control and they have control of food and food doesn't have control of them, they can intuitively eat. I can do that.
Yeah.
I don't. I still stick with the way I eat. But I could say, I can recognize when I actually need fruit. Like, like, I can very much tell when my body wants fruit. I crave something sweet and crunchy and, like, I need water. And I'm like, oh, like, I need an Apple right
now. Yeah, let's
now.
Make it happen.
Yeah, but most people aren't going to recognize that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, like some people would have that same feeling of as you and go, Jolly Rancher.
Exactly. You know, like, yeah, like sugar, something yeah. to suck on, wet my mouth. Yes, exactly. So there's a lot of mindset shifts that have to happen in order to get on that health train.
So we're holiday season. This is yeah. like the toughest time of year.
Yes.
What is there like, and I do believe, like I do believe in tricks. Like I do yeah. believe in saying,
I got a million of them.
Like, so what's like a good trick for people during this time of year?
Well, first of all, the biggest thing is it's not a trick. It's just to say, like, you can't just throw your hands in the air and say, F it. Like I've been talking about this for 2 weeks now. It drives me insane.
Okay.
Come October, I worked in gyms for years. Now I've been with Beachbody for 7 years and I watch everybody do the same thing. October hits and people throw their hands in the air and they're like, I'm done until
it's
the
holidays.
New year.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
get it. I'm like, and they're literally, I have people messaging me like, why can't I just pig out? Like, maybe I just want to. And I'm like,
well, you can.
You can.
But you can't
I
complain
guess.
About
but
it later.
You, and
yeah.
that's what I said. You can't bitch about it. Yeah. Then don't complain to me about gaining weight. But
sure.
But you can plan. That's the biggest thing. So first of all, like the Halloween candy drives me crazy.
Okay.
Why do we have buckets of candy sitting in the house? Like, would you go to the store in July, mm-hmm. buy a massive bucket loaded up with mini candy yeah. bars, and sit there and eat it for the next 3 months?
And have it laying out in the house.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Absolutely not. No, no, so no. why come October do we justify that, like, it's Halloween, so it's okay?
Well, you can wear a sweatshirt. You don't have to wear a t-shirt.
Yeah.
You
know, I guess because you're not in your bathing yeah, yeah. suit. And also, it kills me because no parents let their kids do it, right? They take the Halloween bucket and they put it up on a tap shelf where the kid can't see it.
Where only you can get
yeah,
to it. Yeah.
The kid goes to bed and what do? They get it off the top shelf and they start eating it. And I'm like, well, if you wouldn't let your kid do it,
sure.
why is it okay for you to do it?
Of course.
Throw it out.
Just throw it away.
My biggest thing is throw it away. And I know that makes people really mad because they think it's wasteful. But I
no,
think,
I'm with you.
I think it's wasteful to put poison in your body.
Okay.
But people
well,
are
well, you've taken it to another extreme.
In my opinion.
You now are.
Yeah, in my
you're
opinion.
You're the same
it's,
person.
It's that bad.
You
it's
can't say it's poison.
But it is.
I hear you.
I'm dying. Processed sugar.
Like, to me, I'm like with like leftovers at a dinner. I'm like, okay. No. I don't need this.
You don't take the leftovers home.
I don't take the leftovers home. I go. We've done the meal.
Yeah,
we did it. This was special.
You're right on the mark.
At home, it's a lot less special when I'm naked in front of the fridge eating Chinese food, you know, with it dripping down my chest. Yeah. That's a lot less, you know, special.
I tell people don't bring leftovers home.
Yeah.
Ever, like Thanksgiving. And why do we cook so much? Like, you know how many people are coming to your house. You know how much of a turkey you need.
I would say as someone who cooks for themselves, like, that's a hard thing to do, too.
Yeah, but I'm talking about a holiday meal.
Oh, like, okay.
Because when you're cooking during the week, you meal prep, right? If you're cooking, like, something healthy, great.
Sure.
Like, I have no problem. I'll eat the same thing 3 days in a row. No problem. But like I'm specifically talking about, like, holidays meals. Like, people are like, oh, I have 10 people coming over, so I need a 20-pound turkey. Why?
Yeah.
Or like,
well,
I need sweet
well,
potato
there's a,
casserole.
There's another thing. Well, because, you know, I do this thing on Instagram where people send me their charcuterie boards.
Okay.
And the game is, some people don't know what the game is. And I have to like keep explaining it, which means the game isn't that great if I have to keep explaining it. But the idea is someone sent me their, I tweeted, I could tell what type of parent you'll be by your charcuterie board.
Okay.
So then someone was like, what do you say about me? So then it turned into, here's what people are saying behind your back when they see your charcuterie board.
Okay.
So like it would be like a quote and it would be like, this is what people are saying not to. And I think that's everyone's fear at a dinner party is that like, what are the people that came here saying behind their back?
Right.
The one thing you don't want said about you is, this is all the fucking food?
Right.
You know, that's a fear.
Yes.
And then there's like, this stuff is disgusting.
Yes.
You know, like, or everything's, you know, it goes down the list from there. But I do wonder, because people send me their charcuterie boards, and the one thing that I constantly make fun of is that people put grapes on the board. And to me, like, they're like...
Sweet and salty.
Well, I don't want... If I had the choice between that spot being a grape spot or extra meat, extra cheese, or cracker, I'm choosing cheese, meat, and cracker every time over the grape. And I think
have you ever wrapped provolone around a melon ball.
Have you wrapped provolone around a cracker and then put it on a sandwich with mustard, cheese, and olive oil? You know what I mean? Like, I understand what you're saying.
I get it.
My point is that I don't hate grapes. I don't hate the sweet and salty mix.
Yes.
I'm saying that when I go, people are putting the grapes on there
yes.
to say something about themselves rather than make everyone have a good time.
I see.
So, like, to me, like, 20-pound turkey is, I understand, I empathize with the person who's like, I don't care if anyone eats this. I can't have one person saying there wasn't enough food.
Right.
You know?
I get it. And I get it if it's a Martha Stewart mentality, I suppose. But I also look at it as like, well, one, that costs you more money. It's so much more expensive. Half the time, some of it still gets thrown out because it does end up being so much food that you can't eat it all before it goes bad.
Yeah,
so you have to hope that everybody's going to take some home.
And then you're sitting there on the sink at the end of the night just trying to eat as much as possible because you don't want
like,
to go to waste.
Feels so gross. I get you.
What do you... okay, so I want to get into the show.
Okay.
Everyone go follow Autumn at Autumn Calabrese. She's... I mean... I like what I could have this discussion
all day long,
but I want to get to the emails and I want what is one holiday eating tip that'll make someone be a pound better than they would have after the holiday? Like, and I'm going to read an ad before because we are sponsored people. Listen, people, we are sponsored and this is a tough sponsor to get into after this discussion. Postmates, are you craving a partner? The kind who answers your beck and call, the one you can call to bring you sushi at 11:30, red wine at midnight and breakfast burritos at 8 a.m. You can stop swiping. Postmates is here and they're saying, hey girl, Postmates is your personal delivery Sherpa. They'll bring you groceries. Okay, that's good. They'll bring you bottles of water. We like water and really anything, anytime you want. One time, Kylie Jenner ordered a single carrot and they were happy to bring it. Man, to be that delivery person bringing the carrot, you got to be like, oh my God, what's happened in my life? But I love Postmates, especially me. I'm on the road. If I'm going to be in Huntsville, Alabama, this is my other issue. You get done at 11, you know, midnight, and you're like, I just got to go to bed or I have to feed this. And it's like, and I know that I'll wake up happier without the food.
Right.
But then in that night, I'm like fucking hungry and I'm jazzed up. It feels like it's 7 p.m. as opposed to 1 a.m.
Protein and veggies.
Okay, so I could order from Postmates, protein and veggies. So listen, for a limited time, Postmates is giving my listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. That's free money, people. To start your free deliveries, download the app right now. Use code JTRAIN. That's JTRAIN for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Get anything you need anytime you need it. Download Postmates and save with code JTRAIN. Postmates, get what you want out of life. So get into Postmates, use code JTRAIN, here with Autumn Calabrese. Is there one tip that you have for the holiday season?
One plate. You get one plate.
I love that.
I'm
into that.
You don't
I'm
have to go back for seconds and thirds.
I'm into that because it's math.
Yeah.
It's unemotional. One plate.
Yeah.
As much as you want on the plate.
I'll let you say that for now. That wouldn't be my first choice.
Sure.
But we're going to say if we're just looking for one simple thing that people can do better than they did the year before,
yeah.
One plate.
I love that. Hashtag one plate, hashtag fill it up. So, let's do the emails. You ready?
I'm ready.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Autumn Calabrese. The 21-day fix, real time.
Yes.
What does that do? What's the 21-day fix?
21-day fix is actually a program I launched almost 6 years ago now. It's a program that's 30 minutes a day, 7 days a week. There's a modifier in it. It's simple fitness, simple nutrition, fast results. That's our slogan for it.
So the 30 minutes is the workout.
Yes.
And then
nutrition is my color-coded portion control container system.
Okay, so you buy the containers.
Everything comes together in a package.
So you basically get all the containers, and then
you get a guide on how to follow them, how to use them.
And then it says, here's how you fill them up.
Yes.
I like that. Okay. Misconnection. Hey, JTRAIN, love your podcast, albums, and each live show I've been to. Thank you. I'll cut to the chase. On Hinge, an employee of a local dog park I frequent. Okay. I'll cut to the chase. On Hinge, So the dating app Hinge, an employee of a local dog park I frequent liked me. So it's someone who works at the dog park she frequents liked her. I took a screenshot to show my friend. We always talk about how hot he is, and I accidentally deleted him. Oh, no! I totally meant to like him back and marry him after, but my fingers slipped. So my problem now is that I see him at previously mentioned dog park all the time. So she sees him at the dog park. I feel like he will never come talk to me now because it probably seems like I don't like him. However, I'm not sure of the best way to hit on him at work and not make it totally awkward. Is this beyond help? Thanks. What do we think?
Oh, this is easy.
Okay.
She's at the dog park all the time.
Yeah.
He's at the dog park.
Yeah.
You walk up. He obviously liked you on Hinge.
Sure.
So, like, he let you,
you
know.
You know.
You're not guessing. So you
He's
walk
down.
Up.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, you know.
Yeah.
Saw that you liked me on Hinge.
Sure.
Honestly meant to swipe or whatever it is that you,
for
you
sure.
know, total accident on the delete button. Would love to go out with you sometime if you're still interested.
I'm with you. Let me also speak to her anxiety.
Yes.
When guys, let me just tell you, in most cases, women are, she's thinking in a very female way. When a woman swipes right or likes and doesn't get the match right away, she thinks he's already seen me. He's okay. already said no.
Got it.
When a guy swipes right or likes you and doesn't get a match right away, we think she hasn't seen me yet.
I see.
It's a very egotistical thing that works to her favor.
Yes.
Okay, in this instance.
Yes.
I'm saying 99% of guys
think
this way.
So on Hinge, he wouldn't see that she hit the delete button.
That's the beauty of these apps is
okay.
that there's some anonymity and there's some...
Got it.
You know, like, you could live in the more positive world. She's living in a very, like, negative world where
right.
she's like, he saw... She, and I'm not saying, listen, she's not wrong for thinking this way. A lot of women think this way.
Yeah,
they'll swipe right, get no match right away. They'll go, oh, he thought I was an ugly piece of shit, and I need to go to the gym now. Like,
right.
it's like a very, like, I'm not saying it's the right way to think. I'm just saying a lot of people
yes.
Think that way. Men, look at all of the men with beautiful women, like, in the world.
Right.
Men just don't think this way. I'm telling you. So to ease her anxiety, he didn't hit like and then not get a match and go, oh, she thinks I'm the ugliest person.
Right.
He didn't think even of it.
Right.
But if he was asked to think of it, he would go, oh, she just hasn't seen me yet. I'm the best. I'm the dog park guy.
Yes.
You know, so my advice to her is similar to you. Go up. Don't worry about what you're worried about. But go to him and be like, hey, I saw you on Hinge. I actually deleted you embarrassingly. I'd love to get a drink sometime. Here's my number. And I would slip him the number.
Yeah.
And have it written out, and you'll probably be shaking because you'll be nervous. I get it. Easier advice to give than it is to take.
Yes.
But, you know, slip him a number and just be like, and with your name and a smiley face. And just be like, hey, I saw you on, and do it on the way out of the park. I see you here all the time. And acknowledge the awkward. I see
yes.
you here all the time. I saw you on Hinge. I actually deleted it by accident. I just wanted to give you my number. Would love to go out sometime or get a drink.
Yes.
Boom. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Instagram like habits. You have a big Instagram following.
Yes.
Are you married? What's going on with you?
I have a boyfriend. I'm not married. I'm divorced. But
okay.
I have a boyfriend.
Boyfriend. How'd you meet your boyfriend?
Mutual friend.
Great way to meet.
Yes.
Well, there's a lot of talk about ghosting and stuff. And
yes.
The ghosting world, I think, is more out there because of dating apps, because you don't know anyone in common.
Right.
There's no real, like, incentive to break up.
Yes.
Because there's no one there watching you,
right.
which is the mutual friend that is like, yeah,
hey.
If they fuck up, I fucked up.
Yeah.
Now we all fucking hate each other.
Yeah.
There's skin in the game all around.
Right.
I also think because ghosting people think ghosting happens more because you have to see the person, you have to see their spirit. You have to see their Instagram story.
Yes.
You have to, you
yes.
know, like, it's all there. But, and you have a kid?
I do. I have a 10-year-old son.
10-year-old son is
yes.
dating with a child tough? Was it? I get questions about that stuff a lot.
It is. I will say this. Even though I've been with my boyfriend for a long time,
yeah.
I keep it very much. It's really funny. People, like, they always want to know, who is it? I don't talk about him. I don't post him on social media.
You're his child.
Boyfriend.
The boyfriend.
The boyfriend. I don't talk about the boy. I keep my private life very private.
Okay.
It's easier that way. listen, there are a lot of girls out there that when they see who your boyfriend is, all of a sudden you find out they're DMing him, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's easier to keep it out. It works very well for us. He's not in the public eye and it's not something he's interested in. So he supports what I do. But so with my son, it's not hard because he has his own life. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend does. He has a daughter who's okay. 14. So he does stuff with her.
But also you have that in common.
We have it in common. But basically, you know, when he's with his daughter, he's with his daughter. When I'm with my son, yeah. I'm with my son. And then when we have time alone without our kids, that's when we get to spend our time together.
Sure.
And that works really well for us.
I, you know, because how would you go about, did you ever do dating apps? Did you ever go online
for like
dating?
A split second.
Did you ever, how did you, did hated you put it, did you, you didn't like it?
No.
Well, did you, because I get this question all the time and I'm always not sure how to answer it. With a child, do you bring that, do you have that in the profile or do you wait on that? Like,
I did. I would put, I didn't necessarily put a picture of my son up, but I would put that I was a mom and I put how old he was. When I say I was on this, I mean, I'm talking like maybe I was on this for 3 weeks, like
for sure.
5 years ago. But yes, because there's no reason not to put it all out there. Here's the thing. I'm 39. So I guess it, you know, I don't like games, nor do I want somebody who wants to play a game. Like, I just want to put it out there. I wouldn't be saying like, oh, I'm looking to be married tomorrow.
Of course.
Right. But you also don't want to not say that you have a kid, start dating somebody and then drop a bomb that you have a kid. People look at that as lying.
Yes, of course.
Like, oh, you were trying to trick me into liking you.
And it's so funny that like so many women now say they're like, I don't want to get married tomorrow. And it's like, and we're all like, it's funny that they have to say that because they're like, you don't want to like, well, here's my kid. Here,
yeah, you don't want to sound desperate. Like, oh, here, I'm trying to create instant family.
Yeah. But
they have to acknowledge it because it's not easy. It's not like, oh, I'm not free every night. You know, when you have your kid, you have your kid.
You have to give like a glowing reality.
Yeah.
On these apps. Like, hey, here I am in the best light possible. But also, this is the reality of the situation that I'm in right now. So Instagram like habits. So this is what I'm wondering. You have a huge following. Do you notice like habits? Did you ever get guys flirting with you via Instagram? Did you ever have that experience?
I get comments like I'll get comments like, oh, you're beautiful. Oh, you know, I'd marry you. Things like that. Here's the thing. You know, in your direct messages, you have your direct messages that you get that you actually see from people you follow.
And then you have the
general ones.
Yeah.
I don't really ever look at the general ones. Here's why.
I don't blame you.
I have so many friends that have told me they've gotten friends that don't have anywhere near a following like I have. And they tell me some of the craziest things they get to send to them. That scares me. I don't want those pictures to show up.
I know. I get like, I know that for women, it's like a totally different beast, that request section. Like I look at mine, I'll get negative stuff sometimes. But it's mostly positive. It's a lot of like people asking for advice and stuff like that. But the female version of that is it's like mine's a forest, theirs is a swamp.
Yeah, I'll look at mine if I ask a specific questions to my fans,
sure.
Then I'll go look at it because I know that there's going to be people commenting that I don't necessarily follow. I had it even at the beginning when my following was still growing though. Like I remember one guy, he messaged me. I didn't respond because the message wasn't anything worth responding to, but he could see that I looked at it and he obviously saw that I didn't respond. And then he responded again.
Yeah.
And it was so horrible. It was so mean and rude. And then one other time, this was several years ago. So this was maybe a year after I was out with Beachbody. So the following was growing, but it wasn't in the 700,000 like it is now. And there was a direct message that I got from a gentleman that was so horrifying, scary and gross.
Yeah.
I couldn't finish reading it because
scary.
It was scary. It was basically describing a full on kidnap you sexual.
Oh,
and I was
God.
Like, I mean, I had to report it to the police.
Yeah.
So I try to avoid, if I don't follow you,
I don't want
to see it.
Yeah.
Situation.
It's the divide between, like, and then, like, you go online, like, you see comments on tweets, and the divide between, and I'm on the road every week. I meet people every day that I don't know.
Right.
The divide between what you deal with in person and what you see online is, like, crazy.
It's crazy what people will say online versus what they would say to your face.
Well, that's also like, I've been thinking a lot about like dating and dating apps. And I was talking to a friend of mine. I brought this up on You Up on Wednesday. And I don't know if I said it as right as I want to say. I'm still working through the opinion, you know, when you're like, so it's interesting that like my friend, he was like, he was telling me about like, he's like, he was telling me about all the women he'd been with.
Okay.
And you know, I'm looking at him going, this guy is good at talking to women and getting with women.
Like closing the deal.
He's good at closing the deal. This is someone, he's in the 1%. And like there's not a lot of guys like that. He's a professional guy.
Yeah, I get it.
And I was like, I'm not that. I've never been that. I think that's why this show works. I think I'm a lot more like the guy who's DMing, not you, but I'm saying in general or on the dating app or whatever. I'm the regular dude in the middle of the bell curve. But these apps have given guys like me, normal dudes, the thought that they might, that they can act like the guy who closes deals.
Yes.
Because it's not, it's very, way more comfortable. You don't have to leave the house.
Right.
You don't have to, you don't have to look someone in the eye. You can say, you can be the stud online that you aren't during the day. Like if you go to a bar and you won't go up and talk to girls, that's who you are.
Right.
If you're on a dating app and you're talking to girls every day, you're not that.
Right.
You know, so it's like dating apps have almost been like, it's almost like giving steroids to these normal people.
But you know what's so not great about that?
Yeah, no, I agree this isn't a good thing.
When you, because then the guy is like, oh, look at me. And he's saying all the things that the cool guy would say.
Sure.
And he closes the deal with the girl to go on the date.
Yeah.
And then he gets there. And the girl's expecting that guy. And then the guy like can't get a complete sentence out because he's nervous. And you're like, what just happened?
And then girls a lot of times will give them like the benefit of the doubt because women are just so nice and also thinking I can change him, I can make him into something. And then they get like 3 weeks in and he's like, I'm kind of busy, I can't do this anymore. And she's like, what? I gave you the chance after you weren't the guy. And he's like, well, I could go and do that again.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's disposability. So it's like, it's funny because I get all these messages from girls being like, this guy thinks he's just going to go out and fuck all the time. I'm like, yeah, because he has access.
And he is, by the way, because ladies, we need to be a little bit more respectful of ourselves.
Okay.
There's a lot of guys. Listen, there's so many people now in so many different apps, right? Some people just swipe like it's a sport. Like literally, I listen to people talk about like, oh, it's, you know, it's just for fun. I don't actually plan on talking to any of them. Or like, oh, I'm going to a different state. Swiping so I have somebody to meet up with. Yeah. Da, 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 da. And it's just, you still have to be careful. Like we don't live in a time where it's like, oh, that's the smartest, safest thing in the world.
Sure. And it's, you know, where people, I think a lot of people get into this position where it's like the phone is like your own home.
Yeah.
You know, you text your dad and mom and your kids and your friends. And then also this new dude.
Right.
You know, so I could see where you're like, well,
but I also feel like they're like fishing with a net, right? So like, their guys are like, well, anybody that's on there, really, you're fishing with a net. You go to a bar, you're kind of fishing with a pole. You look at the girl across the thing, bar stool, that's the one you're talking to. You're not walking around the room trying to talk to 10 girls at one time.
And if that happened, I actually watched a guy once. I was at a bar once, and I'm like, I'll do this thing where like, I told you, like I'll get done late at night, and then I'm like, I'm going to go to a bar that's like happening.
Yes.
I'll find a seat. I'll sit. I'm pretty sober. Have a drink, and I just kind of fly on the wallet.
Like,
I really find relaxation in that. I was at this one bar. I'll remember it, and this guy just kept popping around, girl to girl, talking to every girl. And it was funny because it's like, wow, this guy's doing an app in real life.
Yeah.
And I was like, good for him. But then I was like, and then I looked at the women. They're like, fuck this dude.
Yeah, because
like,
they're like, watching it happen. Like,
watching it happen.
But what you don't realize when you're the girl and you're sitting there and you're like, oh, he's messaging me, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's probably messaging 5 to 10 other girls at least at the same time.
Let's do this email.
Okay.
Instagram-like habits. This question will likely be irrelevant soon now that Instagram is getting rid of likes.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard about this?
I have heard about this.
I'm not a fan because here's the reason I'm not a fan. How many times have you posted something that got no likes that you just throw, you're like, oh, I'll delete it. It's not really working.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything's now on the back end.
But now no one can bomb.
Right.
So now no one's going to see well, it's not doing well. I'll take that down. So now we're going to have to see all the shitty posts too.
Right. Well, so for certain people that really pay attention,
yeah,
you can still see the amount, because from what I understand, you can still double tap if you like the photo. It's okay. Just not going to show the number.
Okay.
So for stats, for influencers and stuff like that, you go into your back end, into your insights.
And you'll see this one did well.
And you'll see how well it's doing.
Here's the thing.
But it's weird because normally the more likes it gets, then the more likes it gets.
Yeah.
Like as the likes climb, it gets showed to more people.
I'm interested to see how it changes things.
So it'll be interesting
things.
To see.
So let's see. But I'm still wondering about it. I've been on an undefined, non-exclusive, long-distance thing with a guy for about 2 months. Undefined, non-exclusive, long-distance thing with a guy for 2 months. He lives in a small town 2 hours away from my big city, but we work in the same field and know a lot of the same people. I don't see it becoming more serious than it is now, which is all good with me. I'm just focused on enjoying the fun dates when we visit and amazing chemistry sex. Okay. Also, it might be irrelevant to note that he just moved to the small town for his job and ended a long-term relationship to do so. He has never used dating apps before, and I was his first app date ever. We matched because he passed through my city one weekend. It sounds like there aren't a lot of options where he lives unless he wants to drive at least 30 miles away. One thing I've noticed is that even though he is very active on Instagram, he has only ever liked one of my posts. See, this isn't irrelevant because they're going to still be able to like.
Yeah,
it's not like that's going away.
I think
away.
You can still see it on your back end who liked
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so that he's very active on Instagram. He has only liked one of my posts, a promotional graphic for some events I was a part of last month. That's a very important part of this email. So he hasn't liked any posts of mine that is actually a regular pick of me, but due to the gone but not forgotten following tab, I know he is liking other pictures across IG. And he only follows about 100 people, so it's not like I would ever see, he wouldn't ever see mine. However, he responds to my stories and we DM a lot. I know it seems like a small thing. It's not. I'm with you. This is not a small thing.
It's not.
But anytime I post a cute pic, there are likes from other guys who I have hooked up with or flirted with in the past, but not this current guy. Any thoughts as to someone, why someone might avoid interacting with your social media or it even matters at all? He's very affectionate in person. Asked me to visit him in 2 weeks, so I don't think there's any quote-unquote problem per se. But I would wonder if there's any meaning behind the fact that he likes other girls' pictures pretty consistently, but not mine. What do you think?
Okay, I live in LA and a lot of my friends date, so yeah. I've watched a lot, so I might have a quasi-pessimistic point of view, maybe it's a realistic point of view.
I think a realistic is probably more, because I feel like we're on the same page with this. This is an issue, this
yes.
is a thing, this is a problem. I would also say the following tab is gone. That's something else they've gotten rid of.
No, you can still use it. She said it's you can still look at who you're following and see whose photos they're liking.
How do you do that?
If you
wait a minute.
Oh yeah.
I thought that you can't see who other people.
So
hold on.
If
we're
you
going
go under.
Okay.
Oh wait.
Yeah, it's gone.
When did that go away?
It's gone.
Can you tell that I don't use this?
Yeah.
Like,
so
I don't look at
you
this
can't
very
see
often.
Who people are liking on that following tab.
All right.
But here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
Go on, because I want to hear what you have
so
to say.
So here's what I would say. So he only follows 100 people. That makes it pretty easy. She obviously has a way to see that he's still active. I'm not sure how she's seeing that he's still active.
Yeah.
Here's why he's watching your stories but not commenting or liking your in-feed things. Maybe there's something with that past girlfriend, the long-term one,
mm-hmm.
because she can't see when he looks at your story. But she can see, like,
it can
she
be seen.
Can see who you're following, and then she can go see if you're liking that girl's
Absolutely.
Photos. And if she sees that you're liking every one of that girl's photos or commenting, it pulls up a riff and a question between them.
You're exactly right.
And I think that that's why, like, I'm not saying that he's necessarily trying to get back with her or anything like that, but I still think he might be being protective of
Men are dumb, but we're learning.
Okay.
So we're evolving. Yeah. So this is I think you're exactly right. And the following tab may be gone, but we were trained by the following tab.
Right.
We've watched our fellow brethren
go down in blaze of glory.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll compare it to when iMessage first came out. When iMessage first came out, there's like, there has to have been a spike in divorces based on the iMessage being connected to both the iPad
yes.
and your phone and your computer.
Yes.
There was, because I remember during that time, you'd hear all these stories about men fucking
yeah.
up because at home, they're texting with their girl on the side while they're away, and at home, the wife is looking at the iPad
yes.
watching the whole conversation.
Yes.
So now, but more men are using Snapchat. More men are not using iMessage. People WhatsApp and have other phones.
Yes.
The criminal is always one step away ahead of the cops.
Yes.
So I understand what she's saying. She's like, well, those are gone and that's gone. No. We're still living in a world where that's a possibility. So
what I always
what
say
you
is,
said is correct.
If he's not liking your stuff and he's not posting about you, but he might be posting about other girls, because
sure.
I've been watching this happen with somebody I'm very close with. Anyways,
mm-hmm.
it drives me insane because she's like, we're dating. And I'm
yeah.
like, really? There's no photos of you on his Instagram. It's
yeah.
been like 6 or 7 months. But there's a lot of other girls all up posted
sure.
all the time.
I mean,
what is that? That is, you are hidden. So you're either side piece or you're just not being acknowledged.
I'll give this woman, because I love how detailed her and all the details are important.
Yes, they are really important.
Here's what's going on. Okay. He liked your picture that gives him some, it's a business picture.
Business. So it's cover.
So it gives him some, it gives him blissful naivete.
Yes.
He's out of a relationship that went for a long time. Here's the thing. When you get out of a relationship that's been there a long time, you're trying to respect. There's a little bit of you
yeah.
trying to respect that old relationship with your social media habits.
Yes.
He does not feel far enough away from that relationship to be social on social media with people he's flirting with.
But here's the only thing I'll say about whether or not it has to do with that relationship. He's liking other girls' photos is what she said. So if she can see who he's following and she starts looking at all the girls
sure.
he's following and sees that he's liking all of those photos, there's still a question to be asked whether it's
yeah.
about some other girl or the old girl. But if he's liking a bunch of other girls' photos and not yours.
Well, I think like there's
it's
the...
It's a red flag.
It's
That's
a red
what
flag.
I would call it.
I think the reason he likes other girls is because she said they're not an exclusive thing.
Right.
So he's putting it out there for other girls. You, he already has, you know, quote unquote, he's renting you.
Yes.
So he doesn't, you know, and that sounds horrible, but he's already has rights to you a
yeah,
little bit.
Yeah, he's got to lock down a little bit.
He's got to lock down. So he's like, I don't need to put out this flirt.
Right.
I don't need. So, and also, he doesn't want to get in the train of consistent liking on one person, because then the ex goes, well, you've liked one bikini picture, maybe.
Right.
But not 30 in a row of this one girl who has no
right.
following. Like, women sniff that stuff
oh,
out. They
yes.
go, you're seeing this girl.
Yes.
So he's trying to not let someone know that you guys are seeing
yes.
each other.
And women are detectives. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Autumn Calabrese. At Autumn Calabrese. Go follow. Go support. Go get involved. The 21-day fix. I'm interested in this.
Yeah.
Ultimate portion fix, 80-day obsession. What's the 80-day obsession?
80-day obsession is my most recent fitness program. It's an 80-day program.
Yeah.
First of its kind. We filmed it in real time. So every day at the studio, they yell action.
So Beachbody, your work with, because they've sponsored this before. And
yeah.
I like that. I called it like Netflix for
fitness.
For fitness. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is on
Beachbody?
So
Beach I'm Body? One of their trainers. Yeah, Beachbody On Demand.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So we are sponsored people. Rothy's. Have you heard the buzz about Rothy's? They're the company that's making cute shoes out of recycled plastic water bottles. They are insanely comfortable and machine washable. I'll say this. I gave them to my mom. She loves them. They're a great shoe that's not really, it's not dressed up. It's not, you can leave the house in it. You can walk around in it. They have different styles and patterns. So it's kind of that in-between shoe that gets you anywhere. And they're insanely comfortable. All she talks about is how comfortable they are. And it's the everyday flat for life on the go. Stylish, classic, and comfortable. They come in four styles. The flat, the point, the loafer, and the sneaker. So those are four different ways to wear them, to share them, to see them, to put them on, to feel comfortable and cute at the same time. Plus, they're sustainable. The shoes are made from recycled plastic water bottles, and they are manufactured in a zero-waste facility, so you can feel good about wearing them. Did you know 85% of shoes end up in landfills? No! Okay? So check out the amazing styles right now at Rothy's.com/JTrain. That's Rothy's.com/JTrain. Rothy's.com/JTrain. This is a great holiday gift because it looks like you spent more than you did. Plus, I'm giving you some free money. Go to Rothy's.com/JTrain. Rothy's.com/JTrain to get your new favorite flats. Okay? Comfort, style, sustainability. These are the shoes you've been waiting for. Head to Rothy's.com/JTrain today. Rothy's, be comfortable and cute. Let's do it. We got Autumn Calabrese here. Very excited. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. How to let the guy on the sidelines down easy.
Okay. Have
you dumped anyone? I'm sure you've dumped people or ended things.
Yeah, I've ended things.
Yeah. I'm an avid listener of JTrain and You Up as well as a patron on Patreon. Love my Patreon peeps. I love doing Patreon. I do a fourth podcast a week on Patreon called Coffee with JTrain. Okay. Last week's episode, I went through all the behind the scenes of the Northeast U Up tour. Basically, it's my sad journal. I just sit there and complain for 20 minutes and then people enjoy it. So Patreon.com/JaredFried, Patreon.com/JaredFried. You helped me out after a really tough breakup, and don't judge me too harshly for the absolute novel I sent you dealing with the entirety of my previous relationship. Thank you so much, and keep doing what you're doing for the brokenhearted. Well, it's for everybody. So I have a question I think would benefit a lot of your listeners on both sides of the situation. I've been friends with a guy for almost 2 years. He's always been on the sidelines trying to get in the game, she writes. When I'm single and try to date. We met at a training seminar in Connecticut and only were physical together for 5 days during the seminar. I was dating someone at the same time, so we were only talking and getting to know each other. Nothing physical. Hold on.
Wait.
I'm confused. He's been on the sidelines trying to get in the game when I'm single and try to date. We met at a training seminar in Connecticut and only were physically together.
Oh, like in the same space.
Oh, I read that wrong. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So they were only in the same space for 5 days during the seminar. So hold on. I've been friends with a guy for almost 2 years. So they've been friends online for 2 years.
Yes.
But have only physically been in the same room for five days. This is the most 2019 email ever. I was dating someone at the time, so we were only talking, getting to know each other, nothing physical. He lives in Maine and I live in Florida, so we haven't seen each other since and have kept in contact via phone calls, emails, texts, and social media. I've recently become single and he's getting more bold with his feelings. He said last night during a drunken phone call that he is ready and willing at any time to finally date and no longer be on the sidelines. I'm still going through the heartache of my last breakup and don't want to even think about starting something new. And the scenario of a relationship with him would be very similar to my previous relationships. Long distance with no real plan. To end the distance in a short time frame. I can't do distance again. And I can't date someone in my field of work again. Okay, so this would be like a repeat of the other stuff. Both are absolute deal breakers for me, and he checks these boxes. How do I deal with him continuing to reach out and vibe for playing time when she's really in on this? On this sideline playing time. When I like him strictly to be friend zone, part of the bleachers. I feel like telling him that I'm not interested in anything more again and would cause him to leave and end our friendship, which might just be good for his own mental health so he can stop chasing for a relationship that won't happen. I feel guilty continuing to talk when I know I won't give him what he wants. Ironically, during writing this, he texted sarcastically saying, "Don't you dare go silent on me now. We are good friends, woman." We are good friends, woman. Oh. Yeah, that scares me a little bit. We're good friends, woman.
Better respond.
Help, attach a picture for our producer. Classic Shelb is a master at finding your celeb lookalike.
Oh, okay.
So she sent her picture, but she's very pretty and cute. And
cute girl.
Yeah. What do you think?
So here's the thing. I think she actually has a perfect buffer for herself to let him down easy.
Yeah. That would be scarier, the answer my text woman, if he lived next door.
Yes. I'm guessing he was joking with her. Obviously, they've been friends for 2 years. He probably felt comfortable making that kind of joke, knowing that he might have overstepped a little bit in a drunken conversation the night before. But being that she just got out of a long-term, long-distance relationship with somebody in her field and they're absolute deal breakers for her, I think in a sober conversation, she just needs to say that to him. Like, look, we have been friends for 2 years. I care about you as my friend. Mm-hmm. You know, I just got out of a relationship with so-and-so. It was long distance. He was in my field. Those things did not work for A, B, and C.
Sure.
I understand that you want more. I'm not willing or capable to give you more. I'm just not willing to do the long distance thing. Yeah. And I'm really not willing to date somebody in my field. And I hope that doesn't ruin our friendship. Autumn, but I just feel the need, like, I got to be honest with you.
Autumn, you're great. And I'm very happy you've been here on this podcast, because I love the way you just said that, because there's women going, that's right. Just say that and be honest.
But there's also women that are scared to say it and be honest. Of course.
But I'll also say this. He's not going to hear that. I hear what you're saying. Everything you say to me makes perfect sense.
But you still have to say it.
You have to say it. But I'm going to be a little harsher.
Okay, go ahead. Because you get to be the bad cop.
I understand, like, what you're saying. Everything's right. Hey, we're good friends. I don't want to lose you as a friend. But I have to let you know this will never happen. These are my deal breakers. And he's in his mind going, but it's me. But you haven't hung out with me yet.
Right.
My mom says I look good in a suit. This is the ego of a man. This is why the guy who saw your message then writes back the evil thing.
Right.
Guys are hurt in a way that guys are sensitive, but like in just a different way.
Yeah.
Like that guy who sees that you saw his message then goes, oh, you're going to ignore me, but I'm me. I'm a fucking, you know, like it's an ego thing.
Yes.
This guy, let me tell her, I appreciate her email, but you're not friends with him. You've hung out together 5 days at a work conference.
You're pen pals.
You're not even pals. You guys are crutches for each other. Mm. You're crutches for loneliness. He is getting you through the breakup, and you are getting him through whatever he's lonely about. He's in Maine. He's in the woods hanging with a polar bear. You're down in Florida hanging next to a fucking palm tree thinking, where's life going to go? Both of you have nobody, so you have connected to each other. I'm not saying this to make you feel badly. I'm saying this to, like, let's look at the reality of this relationship. Yeah. You're not friends. You don't even know what it would be like to hang out in a place that you have no connection. Friend, you can sit at a bar with for 3 hours and talk about nothing and then walk away and hug each other and not care. And one friend can go, I'm going to go because I just want to go home. I'm tired. Yeah. And then you won't take offense to it because you're not, you know what I mean?
Right, because like, it's those not
are
personal.
Real, that's a real friendship.
Yes.
This is not a real friendship at all. And I understand. We have to look at the math of these things. 2 years, that's over 700 days.
Yes.
Okay, 700 days, you've spent five.
Right.
In the same room, not because you wanted to, because you had to.
Right.
So here's what you need to do. You need to lose this crutch. It's time to throw it away. Hey, and listen, don't feel bad for what has happened. Feel good about what will happen. Like, don't look back and, like, I'm sure this is the same for fitness.
Yeah.
You know, where you say, you had a bad Sunday, you ate like shit. That doesn't mean Monday has to be bad.
Right.
So the same thing goes for relationships. Just because you've talked for 700 days and spent 5 days in the same room because you had to.
Right.
Doesn't mean you have to keep this going. I would text this guy, hey, I really appreciate what you've been to me over this past couple years. We're not going to be a relationship. I actually think we need to take a, I need to take a personal break from talking to you. I understand this seems harsh, but I need to move on with my life right now. And I think maybe you do too, but I can only speak for myself. I appreciate you, but I'm not going to be answering you anymore. And you have to stop answering.
I actually like that. I'm going to go with your advice. I changed my advice and I go with Jay's advice.
But I agree with what you're saying and I appreciate it because it's what a lot of women say. They'll go, well, now we'll just, and he's never going to see that. He's going to go, I come down to Florida, you'll see.
I'm looking at it from if they really are, in fact, your friend. Because I have actually had a couple of friends over the years. I've met him somewhere just in my travels, and they have become really good friends. I have one friend, I haven't literally seen him since college. We might text each other once or twice a year.
Yeah.
And he is still my friend. And if we, you know, he lives down in San Diego now and I live in LA. And
so he tried to date you? Is that?
We dated. We actually did date on and off. He's married. He's got a kid. I've since been married and divorced. I have a wonderful boyfriend. But if we ever end up in LA at the same time, or me down in San Diego, and he wanted, and because we've talked about like, oh my sure. God, we should grab dinner and catch up.
Of course.
We're never in the same place at the same time. So, but if he were to start pursuing something like that, yeah. I would have to say like, hey,
well, that's that to me is like a little different because
you did date.
Yes,
you're right.
And
so I was looking at it like that.
Yeah, there's parameters. But I do think your advice is right. Like, it's like you should be able to text someone, hey, we're never going to be, and then they'll stop. I just know he'll not stop.
But your advice is more right, actually, because like you said, it really is a crutch. We've gotten so used to, like, nobody picks up the phone anymore.
I know.
Everybody texts, and sometimes it's just a time killer, right? It's something to kill time. Like, I'll just text you because I know you'll respond.
It feels good to get a text.
It feels good for your text to go off like somebody's thinking about you, somebody cares.
We're going
to
get done with this podcast. I'm going to look at my phone, and I'm going to go, ooh, what do I have to see?
Yes.
You know, like, it's a gift. You open it up, you see what's inside, you know, so...
Yes.
I do understand, but she has to realize that she's on the morphine drip as much as he is.
Exactly.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Autumn Calabrese. We're going to do one more email. Is that cool? Let's do it. At Autumn Calabrese on Instagram. Go follow. We're sponsor people. Skillshare. I love Skillshare. I love what they're doing for people because right now, here's the thing. We have more time than generations before. Yes. That's why the side hustle exists. The side hustle exists because you don't have to go looking on a map to figure out how to get somewhere. Google Maps comes up. That's 10 minutes back to your day.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like all these things, the technology has given us back time. So what do we do with that time? We either go online and we rant.
Yes.
You know, or
we waste it on social media.
Yeah, we do that. Or we find a skill. And a lot of people are doing that. And Skillshare, you can learn illustration, graphic design, photography, creative writing, animation, fine art, music, music production, film and video, marketing, productivity, freelance and entrepreneurships, and web development. These are all skills that can start as a passion and a hobby and then maybe become a career.
Yeah.
But, you know, I remember when I started doing comedy, I was selling life insurance, and I remember like I was like, how do I even learn how to do comedy? And I went online and found these classes and I took classes and everything to figure out what I liked in the comedy world. And I took, you know, I took sketch writing and I took, you know, long storm storytelling, and I took improv, and I went and leaned on people who did stand up to like learn how their experiences were. And, you know, it took a lot more legwork for me because I had to like go out and find these things.
Right.
And I had to go out and find. Skillshare has it all in one place for you to kind of learn it behind closed doors. The hardest part about this is like coming out about it.
Yeah.
Like, you're working an office job and you're going, but I kind of want to do, you know, Mark, I want to, you know, you could be in an office right now being an accountant and you could go, I want to do music production.
Yes.
If you ever told that to someone in that office, they would all look at you like you're a fucking crazy person.
Yes.
Because they go, because what happens is when you work in an office, the walls close in and people think that's the only way to make $100,000.
Yes.
Whoever, you're using a napkin right now that someone sold and made $100,000. So like there's other ways to make money, but I'm saying the whole point of this spiel is to say Skillshare is a great way to put your toe in the water of something new. And I want to help you guys all do that. Go to Skillshare. Let me read this right now. Join the millions of students already learning on Skillshare today with a special offer for the JTrain listeners. Get 2 months of Skillshare for free. Free, free, free. That's right. Skillshare is offering the JTrain podcast listeners 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. This is such a fantastic deal because you could go look at it and go, you can go take a little taste. Hey, I'm looking to do something new. I'm looking for a new hobby. Skillshare can offer that to you with a whole thousands of classes. To sign up, go to Skillshare.com/JTrain. Again, go to Skillshare.com/JTrain. Skillshare.com/JTrain to start your 2 months free. Skillshare.com/JTrain. Here with Autumn Calabrese at Autumn Calabrese on Instagram. Go follow, go get involved. I love everything you're doing. This is great. Let's do one more. You ready?
Let's do one more. I'm ready.
Holiday halvesies. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Been with my boyfriend for about 8 months, and it's going really well. We're both in our early to mid-20s, and he's an engineer, and I'm a law student. This is mostly to say that we don't get to visit our families all the time just because we've got some busy schedules. He's someone I see myself with down the line, and he feels the same way. I feel very comfortable talking to him about things that come up. I would just love to hear your take on this as well. We're planning to spend the holidays together seeing our families. The issue here is that my family is super small, just me, my brother, and my mom and dad, and my grandmother. And my grandmother and my grandfather and uncle passed away just last year, so we're definitely filling fewer and fewer seats around the table. This is something I've always been fine with because my parents are older, late 60s and 70s, so my family in general is older. However, my boyfriend's parents are split and both have remarried and have huge families, 50 plus on each side. His proposal is to do one family each holiday and rotate. However, my Irish Catholic family has guilted me into thinking that isn't fair, even though that rationally makes sense. One third of the families see us and everyone gets the same amount of time. It's the fairest solution. The biggest hitch right now is my dad is going through cancer treatment, which is tough, but something that we're dealing with as a family. Sorry, my family is such a downer. Yeesh. No, it's okay. These are real things.
Yeah.
These are real things that everyone has gone through or is going through or will go through. They want us to spend 50-50 time with them and my boyfriend's side, even though this is not the best or fairest solution. Anyways, I'd love your thoughts on the situation. Since I'm sure there are other people dealing with the holiday approach, mostly I want to be able to rationalize this with my family. But it's tough because of all the recent events. I love them, but I don't want to disappoint anybody. Thank you for all your advice, and I hope this isn't too wordy. P.S. I'd love a celeb lookalike. Okay, well, Shelby's not here, but here's her and her boyfriend. Very cute.
Yes,
fun,
very
cute.
Fun
we're
couple.
Into it. Awesome. He's got great hair. She's got great hair. Okay, what do we think?
So it's a tough one. It is and it isn't. There's actually a lot of ways I think you can dice this. Mm-hmm. There's not one right answer.
Yeah.
I come from a very large Italian family, mm-hmm. so I definitely get the Italian guilt that they like to put on you if you're not at every single
sure.
holiday, christening, baptism,
I get
birthday,
it.
Like
totally.
All of it. So that's something that no matter what, I get that her family's small. Like, she needs to address that with them because I had to really put my foot down with my dad.
Yeah.
At a certain point and just be like, look, not coming home for every single holiday. It's just not how it goes.
Yeah.
Because like, my parents are divorced. So it would be like, sometimes I need to go see mom. Like,
yep, yep,
you might not like her, but, you know, that's my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you got to go to the boyfriend or husband's house. So that's how that goes. So she can't let the family guilt get
yeah.
in the way. But what I will say is this. She does have an extenuating circumstance.
I agree with you.
Her dad going through cancer. Her
yeah.
family just having lost, I think she said her grandpa and her aunt maybe?
Yeah.
If it's the first holiday since that and dad going through cancer, then this might be the one year where the boyfriend could say to his family, look, you guys, I want to be there for her. Her dad's going through this really rough time. They did just lose
yeah.
family members. So we are going to go here for this holiday. And mom and dad, when I come to town for, I don't know, let's say Christmas, we're going to do, you know, 3 hours at dad's house and 3 hours at mom's house
yeah.
for this year. That doesn't mean going forward.
I think also they're 8 months in. So I think also like there's room to like not be at each other's things. It's not like you have
yes.
a kid together
right.
and you know, while the dad, you know, you can split up also. I do agree with you. You have to look at like the more pressing scenario, and it's your dad's sick. You've lost some family members. I would do this. You go to your boyfriend also, when he says he has 50 plus on each side, they don't care if he comes or not.
They don't
even know if he's there
unless he's like the prodigal child,
yeah, whatever
like.
It is. But I think what you do is here's how it goes. He tries to make it to you for Thanksgiving. That's a really nice thing for him to do.
Yes.
And then you do Christmas at your house with your family, and he goes to his family during Christmas. So Now at least he's done, like, as the Jews say, the menchie. He's been the mensch.
Yes.
He went to the holiday. He saw the family. He spent Thanksgiving with you guys. And then he did Christmas on his own. And then you guys do your own little Christmas together.
Right.
And then when at the opportunity, when it comes up, you'll go to his family when it can be made happen. His family will understand that your family's going through tough times as far as health is concerned.
Yeah.
And he can sell that.
Yes.
This is a sales thing. You have to know whose family can be sold the most.
Right.
And it's your family ain't going to be sold. They're a tough sell.
They're a very tough sell.
Hey, cancer dad, we're going to go see the other family now. No. You can't sell him.
No.
He's like, I got, whatever I got, to do with my daughter. So you say he can sell his family. Hey, they're going through a tough time. I'm going to do Thanksgiving with them. I know you guys do your own thing and I would love to be here with you, but I really want to be with my girlfriend during this tough time for her and her family. They look at him and go, oh my God, look at you. You're an amazing guy.
Yes.
Good for you. And then Christmas comes around. You can sell your family going, yeah, he wanted to do. When Christmas comes around, you go, well, he did Thanksgiving with us. And I told him, go do Christmas with your family.
Yeah, he should still get to go see his family.
And I'll do it with here.
They're not married.
There's that, like the story of like cut the baby in half. Not everything's a cut the baby in half moment.
Right.
There are ways to play everyone to make, you're not going to do this for the rest of your life. You're not going to make everyone happy forever.
Right.
She says, I don't want to disappoint anyone. Well, that's life. You're going to disappoint some people, and the people that love you most will always come back and understand. So that's my point to him. His parents can go look at him and go, you're not coming home for Thanksgiving? Hey, they're going through a tough time. And they're going to go,
we get it.
Yeah. So for you, you got all the family. You do all the family stuff. He comes to you. He does away games for one, and you let him off the hook for Christmas.
Did she say how close the everybody lives?
Yeah, I don't know. That's the other thing.
Because the other thing is, like, if you're in the same town or similar town, you could spend like all of Christmas Day
absolutely.
With your family and then go over to his parents for maybe an hour or two.
You could do Thanksgiving morning with his family versus the other. There's ways to split that up.
You could go the day after Christmas.
Absolutely. But remember that you're selling everyone at all times. At all times. What do you think? You think you're getting away with shit? No. We all have to sell people. We all have to market to them. In the same way I need you to talk, be the billboard for this podcast. That's the same reason Autumn is a celebrity trainer. Marketing is all around us, even with your family. And holiday time is the biggest marketing time.
Yes.
We talked about this on You Up this week. The family member were going, well, do you have a boyfriend? Everyone's going home hearing, do you have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Do you have a girlfriend? Women get it more than men.
For sure.
Absolutely. And men, they go, how's your job? Like more. And both aren't fair. And I'm not going to rate which is more fair than the other. But if someone says to you, how's your boyfriend? Or why don't you have a boyfriend? You can go, I'm really having a great time being single. And I met someone a couple weeks ago and I dumped him because it just wasn't right for me. And now it's like, look at that power chick.
Yeah.
You're dumping dudes. Oh, did you really? No, but who cares?
Right.
And then you say, hey, Uncle Rob, are you still intimate with Aunt Nancy? You guys still get naked together? And they'll go, whoa, that's personal. Yeah, you know what else is fucking personal? My dating life.
There you go. So, love it.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Autumn, thank you so much. This was fantastic.
Thank you. My pleasure. This was so much fun.
Thanks for sticking around a little longer. I know we went a little bit over, but Autumn Calabrese, @AutumnCalabrese on Instagram. Go get involved. This is the time of year. This is when you want to be more on top of it.
Yes.
Then not. I'm trying. What can I do? I want to lose 20.
Small steps every single day. Let's put the bag of pretzels away at night.
I know. Well, the problem is I was at a show. I hosted a show and I got done at midnight. What happens at midnight?
Here's the thing. It's not that you can't eat. This is what I always tell people. It's about what you want right now versus what you want long term.
Okay.
So do you want to lose 20 pounds for real?
Yeah.
Because if you really want to lose 20 pounds, I'm not saying you can't go eat after a show. You're hungry. But you don't have to go eat a large pizza after a show.
I've been trying with the RX bars.
It's a decent snack, but if you need a meal, you need a meal.
So grilled chicken and vegetables?
Yeah, you can have a steak and some veggies.
And you're saying that over pretzel is...
That over pretzel, or here I ate an RX bar and kind of went to bed hungry. You're up on stage, you're performing, adrenaline rush, your body needs to refuel.
What about alcohol? How do you deal with alcohol?
Here's the thing, I don't tell people they can't have alcohol, but I do show them how they can have it in the right portion. People don't like what the actual real portions are. They don't like that they can only have three drinks a week.
But I'm having more than three a week.
But what I try to explain to people, I kind of called people out on this with 80 Day Obsession when I launched that program, because I had them give up alcohol for 80 days.
Okay.
You didn't have to, but if you really wanted to go in, I was like, alcohol's gone.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, are you insane? And I said, if you can't give up alcohol for 80 days, you need to be talking to somebody else other than me.
I was thinking that the other day.
I like my wine. I don't want to give it up for 80 days, but can I? I can do it.
So Sunday night, I had a couple like White Claws, Trulies. I had one of those. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to get to the, if I can't go from tomorrow till the 23rd of November, then I have a problem.
Yeah, there's something a little bit deeper that you should look at.
If I can't take alcohol off for these two weeks, then there's an issue.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I'm on right now. But I believe in that. So listen, Autumn, thank you for coming on.
My pleasure.
At Autumn Calabrese. Go follow. She's going to be on my Instagram today. I'm Jared Fried. Every Tuesday and Friday, your emails, your stories, your questions, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back next episode. Boom.